So beginning from Ash Wednesday, the season of Lent has begun. And the first weekend of Lent present us these three temptations of our Lord Jesus, three temptations of our Lord. But as you know, I mean, some of us have been a Lenten season so many times, we hear this account, the pericopes of three temptations of Jesus so many times because of the familiarity of the gospel account today. I would like to approach this weekend's homily with a different angle of the intention of today's Mass. Let me approach a little bit different than the usual one. So I would like to share with you a story of a rabbi. And then from that story, hopefully I will be able to connect the today's gospel, and hopefully I will be able to bring the gospel message to you. So here's the story. Once, a famous rabbi wished to have a glimpse of people's heart, and to test their opinions of themselves. So he called three passing by into his house and have some chat with them. Turning to the first man, he said, "Suppose you found a purse full of gold coins, what would you do with it?" That was a question. What would you do with it if you find this gold coins? He said, "Well, I'm going to hold it until I find the rightful owner," the man replied. The answer was quite surprised. "You are a fool," the rabbi exclaimed. "You are a fool." Then he put the same question, "What would you do if you found this gold coins? Same question to the second person. The second person said, "I wouldn't give it back to the owner. I would put it to my pocket. Hey, finders, you know, I found this one, he lost it. Hey, finders becomes the owner." The rabbi exclaimed, "Dishonorable." Then he put the question to the third person. Again, the question was, "What would you do if you found a bunch of gold coins?" Third man said, "How can I possibly know, Rabbi, what I would do in a case like that? If I hold it, I am not sure if I can get over an urge to keep it to myself. So I don't know. But if the Holy One, blessed be He, strengthen me against the evil inclination, I would give back the money to its owners if I find one." The rabbi exclaimed, "Oh, your words are beautiful. You are wise indeed." And story ends there. So let's go one by one, a little bit. Rabbi called the first person a fool. "You are a fool." I mean, that would be our normal reaction, right? Then why did he say, "You are a fool"? He was a fool. Because he was completely lacking in self-knowledge. He presumed that he would be strong enough to resist the temptation to keep the money. But we all know this very well. We are our own worst enemy. People don't fall because they are weak. People fall because they think they are strong.
also struggle with addiction should have an accountability partner for this reason. Without accountability partner, many people who try to recover any kind of addiction, most of the times they fail. Oh, I can do this one alone. I can do this my own will. All those who are struggling with addictions can testify this, how weak we are. So there's a reason why the rabbi called the first man fool. The second one, the rabbi called the second man dishonorable. Well, I don't need to explain so much. Because without slightest hesitation of a conscience, he was prepared to keep what didn't belong to him. For men like this, temptation is an opportunity to enrich himself at someone else's expenses. Now, let's switch your gear a little bit. All those who struggle with habitual sins, although habitual sins is not really addictions, but just, you know, you tend to commit this one many times. Even though you want to resist it, even though you have a conscience bothering you, addiction case, not much. The habitual sins, you know that, I don't need to go there, and yet you just do it without so much resistance. Although it's a little bit different, what I just said about the second man, also this habitual sin belongs to this category, because a will against the sinful behavior or a voice of conscience is very minimal. It is almost as if you responded it, although there's a little resistance there, and yet you inclined to commit this one, although your will is still there. Now, the third man, Rabbi praised the third man. He was a good man and also a wise man, he claimed. So what made him wise was the fact that he knew he was weak like everybody else. He recognized his weakness and he hoped that when faced with a temptation to keep the money, he would be strong to do the right thing. But he also knew that to do so, he needed help from God and was prepared to seek that help. So we talked about the first and second and third. All of us are weak and prone to evil. This may be a disturbing truth, but it is one we ignore at our own peril. The great problem of our time is our failure to know ourselves, to recognize evil and deal with it within ourselves. And yet, there is a kind of comfort and freedom in knowing, accepting this humbling truth. Sure, we have to struggle against the evil that is in others, in the society. Now we can witness that day by day nowadays, what's happening in Europe, what's happening in Ukraine. Sure, there are evil out there. Sure, we are struggling to cope with the presence of evil in this world. But our hardest struggle is against the evil that originates within ourselves. We are born with conflicting impulses, so that doing good is always possible but never easy. And that we Catholics, we Christians, we know by why, because of original sin. And a consequence of original sin, which is concupiscence, inclination toward the evil action rather than good. So hardest victory of all is over oneself. So Jesus' temptation was no plain act. It's not like, oh, that's a nice story right there. It was real. Our Lord, our God, incarnate wisdom and word, went through this, I would say, the temptation. These temptations of Jesus are the temptations of Christians in all ages. Quickly summarizing it, the first temptation Jesus did was to live for material things alone. Oh, you know, if I achieve a certain amount of material things, I will be happy. Oh, these material things will make me happy. To live for material things alone. That's first temptation that Jesus encountered. The second temptation, to seek one's own glory rather than God's glory. I did this, everything my own will, my own merit, my own effort. Certainly, our own skills and own merits helped us to achieve certain purpose of our life. But we all know that in course of that, we happen to meet the right people, right moment of time. And those things, certainly, we believe that many times God helped us to seek one's own glory rather than God's glory. Second one. The third one, to abandon worship of God for the worship of worldly power and fame. Worldly matters, power and fame. These three temptations, we've been struggling day by day. It's not only just Jesus who went through the temptation. We go through that day by day. So Jesus' victory over Satan was no once and for all victory. Rather, he had won a battle, but not the war. And this war still continues, in a sense. There would be other attacks which would need to be repelled, and same is true for one of us, true for each one of us. Some people think that they should reach a stage when they will be beyond the temptation, but Jesus never reached that stage, nor did the saints. God is with us in our struggles. God, in a sense, Jesus Christ embraced the cross rather than destroy it. Jesus suffered and died on the cross, and by doing that, he conquered the death. So God is with us in our struggles and helping us to overcome them. So, my friends, welcome to the holy season of Lent 2022. It's time for us to face what we are struggling with and getting to know our own goodness and our own weakness. For goodness, we praise the Lord. For our weakness, we ask for the help from heaven. So these temptations, let us face the temptation in our hearts with the grace of God, at least these 40 days of Lenten season, so that we may experience the incredible joy and peace in the upcoming season of Easter, when Christ truly conquers death once again in year 2022. So I would like to conclude today's homily with the words of Saint Augustine. You know, if you happen to know the Saint Augustine story, he knows the human temptation more than anyone else, because he failed so many times throughout his life. Now, St. Augustine shared these words. I think these words were a good summary of what I wanted to deliver to you. So I want to conclude humbly with these words. St. Augustine's words. Here are his words. It is through temptation that we come to know ourselves. Through temptation that we come to know ourselves. We cannot win our crown unless we overcome. And we cannot overcome unless we enter the contest. And there is no contest unless we have an enemy and the temptations he brings. Just like Jesus embraced the cross, and we must also embrace our own cross. We must know our weakness. We must ask God for help. And from this temptation, we happen to know who we are. And from there, we struggle, yet with God's help, we struggle, and one day, someday, we overcome. From that overcoming, we'll be able to embrace also Jesus' resurrection. So my friends, welcome to the holy season of Lent 2022, where we find ourselves, we face our temptation, and we do the best we can to overcome with God's help, so that one day, someday, in the time of season of Easter, we'll be resurrected with Jesus Christ with joy and peace.